Hi, everyone. Welcome to Lyme Less, Live More. Brent Martin and Dana Walsh. And we are here with you tonight to tell you more about our winter cleanse, our 21-day winter cleanse that we have been sending you a lot of information about, posting on Facebook, and we have a lot of excitement around it. And thank you for taking time tonight out of your busy schedules and whatever you're doing to be with us. Dana, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hi, everyone. Hey there, Mark.
Hey, Dana and Brent. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's so great. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to do it.
Just hearing your voice actually really grounds me. You know, I wanted to say we have so many different people on the call and in our cleanses, and I absolutely love that. And it's also, you know, it's interesting. It's a broad spectrum of people. So we have people that are terribly ill, sick puppies right now. We have people that are doing a little bit better, you know, but not great. And then there's people that are just trying to hold on to their remission. So I just want to make that statement because it can be hard to address everyone. But we know you're all out there, and we have some really, really amazingly savvy people on the call. Gosh, I mean, it's so amazing. When you get sick, you just do your homework, you know. And these are our people. I want to just say, you are our people. The ones you're committed to self-care. And I just applaud you. And that's why we created this cleanse, to get more familiar, to get in the habit of self-care. I'm sure you're all had the experience of sort of feeling lost in between doctor visits. You know, you have that visit and you feel like you're on a path. And then, you know, 2 weeks goes by and you can't afford that doctor anymore. It's like you don't have to be stuck in the weeds. There are lots of things we can do to maintain strength and to build strength. So I think the way the call is going to be structured, Brent, do you want to share how we're going to do this call tonight?
Yeah, we will, you know, talk with Mark on the line with us, and we want to go through, you know, really tell you what cleansing is and, you know, what we are bringing with our cleanse, how it's different. Then we're also going to be going to your questions, and then we will, you know, be inviting some others to come on live with us.
Yeah, so, we're gonna open up the lines like a radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Brent just said, you know, why is this cleanse different from others? Well, from other cleanses, we're not using supplements. This is a food-based cleanse. It's a nourished-based cleanse, so there's no fasting. And it's a seasonal cleanse. This winter cleanse is very different than the fall cleanse we did. There's some foundational things, but we are really paying attention to what it takes to stay strong in the winter. And I know that's kind of a new concept for a lot of people. It seems like, oh, I just have these supplements that I take all year, or I eat this food because it's good for me all year. But it's not the case. Our bodies need to be balanced really in the temperature. So, Mark, I want to talk a little bit about that. You know, we go back to Chinese medicine in this cleanse and some philosophies here. And in Chinese medicine, the winter, it's a yin, so it's yin meaning cold, and we need to be more yang, warm up. And why is that? Why do we need to have our bodies warm in the winter?
As a lot of people probably have experienced, that their cold seems to have a fairly noticeable effect on them. Some people get really bad and some people don't. Obviously, we're not talking to people that are in menopause and having too much heat, but generally, women are generally colder than men. And then if you put them in the winter months, then it gets even worse. And so if they don't know how to feed their body appropriate for the season, where it does stress the kidneys, and it is harder on the body when it's colder. You know, when people go to heal, usually they go to heal in warm environments. That's where they go to recoup or repair. And we have to take care of ourselves. Even if you live in a relatively warm environment, it is different than the summer, and so you must support different organs in a different way, and particularly kidneys, low back, and the kidneys have an effect on adrenals. So people don't notice these things, except they probably notice their own personal symptoms in relation to the weather.
Well, it's really interesting because, again, in Chinese medicine, the kidneys are the thing that you need to nourish. And when you just said you need to keep warm because it affects your kidneys, and Mark, I will share with the group here, you and I have been talking all day on and off through text talk, because, I mean, I can share this with this group. I woke up with a raging bladder infection, which I haven't had in 4 years, and that is a cause of just getting depleted, just doing this work and getting depleted and staying up too late and not eating properly, not eating in accordance with the season, keeping myself warm and nourished. And I just think it's kind of the universe's way to, like, show me. And, you know, you've been helping me with foods and supplements, and normally, you know, most people would run and grab an antibiotic right away, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but what's amazing to me is through the food and eating the right stuff today and, of course, hydrating, and then taking these food-based supplements, standard process, I am better. Like, I was doubled over this morning. So that's just a testament to me that look at the power of food, you know, the power of food and to lift or contract. And I just, first of all, I want to thank you, Mark, so much for helping. And it's really true that we need to stay nourished and warm. And not to say that everyone is running cold. Lyme tends to be a cold illness. But we want to pay attention to that in this cleanse. We're gonna offer foods that can balance your temperature, and that's important, yeah, because like you said, being too cold stresses the body.
And if I can add a piece, because, you know, I'm generally, Dana and those people that know me, I generally walk around in a short-sleeve shirt, and I generally run warm. Now, 30 years ago, I was the one wearing long-sleeve shirts, long underwear, and the heaviest socks I could find. But I was doing a cleansing diet all the time, and I didn't know that wasn't good for me. And I started to change my diet, and I started to eat some warming foods. And I went from literally hating all cold weather to suddenly being comfortable in almost any weather, except, you know, now I've got myself a little too hot, so I actually have to work at cooling myself down. But I literally was the one that was always complaining. I was cold all the time, and I had the heaviest coat you could have ever imagined. And that's unusual for a guy, but we're talking about kidneys. When I was an undergraduate, I passed a kidney stone because I'd been on antibiotics all the time, and I had bladder infections, and guys don't generally have that, and it came from being on antibiotics, and then when I went off and went to college, my kidneys and my bladder went crazy. So, you know, I weakened them, and my experience was severe cold. And I have a lot of women that come in regularly, and their main symptoms are that they're cold most of the year round. They have to have a little heater under their desk. A lot of women deal with urinary urgency or incontinence, and they deal with, you know, they say, well, I must not have good circulation because my hands and feet are cold. And I ask them, if they go out and exercise, can they move a lot and not be short of breath? And they're like, oh, of course. So it's clearly not their circulation is off. It's their kidney energy is weak, and it's because of the way they've been eating.
So when you said you were on it, and, you know, we get more into this in our cleanse, We did some really awesome 3 interviews with you, Mark, where we sat down, sort of round table. Well, we are on one side of a round table, but these modules, we made these into shorter versions. So there's one that's a half hour, I think one's 20 minutes, and one's 25 minutes or something like that. So you can digest, so to speak, the information. We talked about balancing blood sugar, yin-yang foods, and building tissue. But back to what you were saying, when you were running really cold, you were eating a quote-unquote cleansing diet. And we've talked about this in the past. I mean, I tried to do those green juice cleanses and thought I was going to die, like just freezing cold, heart palpitations. So can you talk about the difference in the foods?
Well, there's some foods, as you know, if you're eating warming foods, which would be hot soups and stews and Beeler's broth and those kinds of things, you'll notice that your periphery, your hands and feet, get warmer. And if you're living on salads and juices and more yin food, you can be eating summer cleansing foods in the winter. A lot of people do, and a lot of women generally want to, quote-unquote, lose weight or detox, but they forget that there's a price. We all pay a price when we do that. So it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, and it really doesn't matter whether you're, you know, healthy or not. If you want to eat that kind of cleansing diet, which is, you know, again, more the raw and the juicing kind of things, then you're going to work your body harder, and you'll experience that as usually those symptoms that I talked about. And I even have, occasionally, I have men that have the same symptoms. I have men with urinary urgency, and they're like, but I don't have a bladder infection, and they're eating, quote-unquote, to lose weight or be healthy. And I say, put in a little bit of warm soup. Put in a little bit of stews. Put in something warm. Stop with the juicing. Stop with the salads. Change your diet towards a winter-based diet, which is what we talk about in detail, and they start to say, oh, my God, my symptoms are going away.
Well, we also shared what this example in our interview about a woman in our last cleanse. I think she's on the call tonight, who said she was weak into it, just such a warrior going for it, and she's like, I'm freezing cold. I don't understand. I'm under blankets and I'm freezing cold and I'm doing everything you say. And we're like, okay, what exactly are you eating during the day? And she's like, well, I do a green smoothie in the morning with some like frozen fruit. I don't know if it was frozen, but it was fruit and greens and all this really raw cooling stuff. And we said, why don't you just not do that? Why don't you cook that smoothie? And
yeah, really.
She did, and it really made a difference, and we added some miso. And again, we go into detail on more of these warming, nourishing foods. Now, Mark, if somebody is running hot, well, first of all, let's back up a little bit.
Sure.
If you're running, you don't want, it's a balance, right, like everything.
Correct.
But you want to be running warm enough that you, when your body temperature is up to almost normal, you are either fighting off bugs or burning them up. Is that correct? Because I know, let's for example, my body temperature was like 96 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So way too low. But
we do, and I'll give a short one. That when we're stressed, when we're in fight or flight because we're too cold or too hot, and we're talking about the too cold people, then your immune, as soon as we get the fight or flight mechanism going in the body, the immune system shuts down. And that is exactly not the time to shut down your immune system. So we want people, you know, sort of be like Goldilocks. They want to be just right, not too hot, not too cold. And when we get them that way, their whole system turns back on. And they also don't tend to get as dehydrated, and then their body starts to function more effectively.
So say that again. When your temperature is too high, too cold, you go into fight or flight.
Your body is going to try and adjust. And it,
right.
And it does trip off. In most people's bodies, it's going to trip off a degree of fight or flight. You know, it's not the same as being attacked or anything like that. But your immune system will start to go down because that's what we get uncomfortable. As soon as we get uncomfortable, the system is in an alert status. When it's in alert status, there are some severe prices to pay called other systems shut down, trying to defend against us. And we don't want any system shutting down. We want all of them powered up, working just to their best ability.
And I remember you saying that in our modules, talking about cold and how it's how hard it is on the body. And I just remember being so cold that it makes sense. Like you're just trying to get some energy. You're trying to not be so stiff and freezing, you know. And you know, just we've been trying different recipes. I made a vegan chili because we have some vegetarians that want to come on. And even that, wow, it's just that the slow cooking of food, when you slow cook the food, it really heats it up, really brings the heat into the food, and I feel like it helps in your digestive fire. Can we talk a little bit about digestive fire and how important that is and how do we attain it?
Well, I think that everybody has to find the appropriate foods for their chemistry. So we can't say always eat warm foods because there's always an exception. But we know that for most people, if you could be putting in good, healthy food, and we're not going to say, first thing I want to say is if you can't get organic, fresh, locally grown in season, I'd much rather you eat than not eat. So never say, oh my God, it's not perfect food, I don't want to eat, I'm going to starve. But when you're putting in food, you want to make sure and break it down and get the best nutrients out of it. And you have to get, you know, Dana's alluding to digestive fire, and what we know is, you know, you could call that enzymes from some systems. You can call it digestive fire, but you have to be able to break, you have to have the fire, the engine, working hot enough to break down the food. You need to get nutrients out. It's not good enough that you put in high-quality food and chew it thoroughly. It's very important that you're able to break it down, and that has to do with how your liver, your stomach, your intestines are working, and there's many parts to that. We could generally refer to that as digestive fire, the ability to break things down.
Yeah. So making sure the food is digestible in a digestible form is helpful. One thing I want to talk about, and again, we go into this in these modules, is you say some very, very interesting things about blood sugar. And you said to me the other night, actually you said to Brent, both Brent and me, Brent got to meet Mark for the first time. It was great. You said there's two things to survival that are key. I can't remember how you said it, but you said hydration and blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I can't tell which one's more. So blood sugar. And I want to just bring up here, and I think a successful cleanse is one that you'll do, if that makes sense. I mean, one that's simple, one that's enjoyable. And part of our cleanse is maintaining blood sugar. So when you maintain good blood sugar, you have immune system, right? Right, Mark? I said Brent Mark?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, again, when your blood sugar stays stable.
Let's talk about the opposite. Yeah.
Oh, that's the piece, is when your blood sugar cascades up and down and you go up and down and you feel like you want to crash. And how do you know? Some people don't know when their blood sugar is down, but when you want to eat anything in sight, when you feel like you have no control, when you feel cranky when you weren't feeling cranky, when you feel freezing cold, when you feel a headache coming on, you're probably in low blood sugar. There's many, many, many other symptoms that I haven't given you. But when your blood sugar is down, as soon as it starts dropping like that, your body starts to conserve energy. It does go into fight or flight. Your adrenals kick in. And every time your immune system shuts down, it's not an on-off switch. It doesn't shut down 100%. But it's way less effective. And that's what we're talking about, is the effectiveness of your immune system.
Right. And keeping it effective and consistent. We had a woman write in, and I don't know how she got to me, but I ended up calling her, and she had lots of medical questions. You know, we don't want to get involved in all of that because it's so individual, people's protocols, but she had all these detailed questions about what she was taking and what do you think about this drug and this and this and this, and I just said, I can't tell you that. Take that up with your doctor, but can I ask you something? Are you eating enough? Mark, I got to play you. It was so fun because that's what you always say to me. You're like, I said, are you eating enough? Are you hydrating? Yeah. Well, I'm so tired. I can't do it. I'm running around. I don't know what to eat. It was like talking to myself. It was kind of incredible. And I said, you know that you, when you dip down, you get weak, and then you all those drugs even hit you harder because you don't have, you have to be strong to take all those drugs too. So anyway, you've beaten that into me, and it took me many, many years to figure it out, and lots of pain.
and I will tell you that it's been beaten into me by experience, because I have messed up. I'm not perfect. I have gone too long. I can tell you that about 20 years ago, I was working so hard one day, I literally sat down on the floor. I mean, I was 20 years younger. I was in my 40s. I sat on the floor and I couldn't get up. I was like, I worked too long. I let my blood sugar get too low. And I sat on the floor and I called my wife at the time and I was crying like, I don't have any strength to get in the car. And I said, I don't even have any strength to go get food. And she's like, drink something, get your blood sugar. I have lots of drinks around. So it's like, drink something, get your blood sugar up and call me in 20 minutes. And I was just like, I'm dying. I felt like I was dying. Like, oh my God, how long did I go? I don't know, 6-8 hours. Working like a crazy man, and here's the thing I'll say to people. When we get excited, our adrenaline can keep us going past our threshold. If I'm doing something I love, I can keep going, but then what will happen is I'm tapping into my reserve account, and as soon as that adrenaline lets off, I'm crashed. I am.
Yeah.
So we all get there. I'm not perfect by any means, and it's more... All you have to do is notice it and try and spot the symptoms earlier. Don't end up sitting on the floor going, I don't think I can move. So, Dana, I've been as bad as you. I just, I don't do that much anymore.
Well, and I think a lot of people can probably relate to this. You're sitting there and with 100 different pills to take, injections probably, all these different things, and trying to think about what to eat is exhausting. Trying to put it together is exhausting, and then the thought of cleaning it up is like tips me over the edge.
Join the club.
It's like, wait, I have to make it and eat it and then clean it, really? But I'm so much better now. So that's one of the things we want to focus on in this cleanse. It's funny, it's more of a get well program. We're calling it a cleanse because it will cleanse your body, but we're trying to shift into better habits, and we're going to look into cooking maybe twice a week, where we fill up those beautiful mason jars with stuff that we can eat for the next 3 days, particularly the Beelers and some bone broth.
Annie, you said something that's very clear. If people would make something like Beelers and they keep it around in the refrigerator, it only takes minutes to heat it up to get it in your body. So you should always have something. I call that emergency food. If you have something is nutritious, it will be easy to prepare. You'll get great food value out of it, and it's going to take you putting the pot on. Even if you're that far down, you can put the pot on and sit there and stir it for a couple of minutes, and next thing you know, you got something that will bring you back.
Yeah, and I feel like for me, vegetables come to my place to die. I mean, literally, like I've been the worst, and I open it, I get all these beautiful vegetables, and I get overwhelmed. So I love soups because it's sort of like taming the vegetables, and it's just this concentration of vegetables, particularly in the winter. I want to make sure that everybody knows we're not saying don't eat raw food, don't eat salads, but we're really going to change the ratio a little bit, have some more warming, if you eat meat, bring in some more of those dense proteins. And we're going to we plan on doing a spring cleanse, and in the spring we're going to shift this entirely, bring in a lot more raw. It all depends on, how warm we are into the season. But we talked about this, Mark, in the three modules about in spring and summer, you're getting all that sunlight, all that sun energy. So you don't need so much of the dense proteins. But we'll leave that for the cleanse. So we got a lot of people that wrote in, and you know, there's a lot of specific questions. And again, we can't give any medical advice. Your protocol is yours, but what we're offering here is a way to get back to some fundamentals. Again, like that conversation I had with that woman. Oh yeah, I'm taking all this stuff, but I forgot to eat and drink. So we're going to go back to those basics. And wow, Mark, remember in the fall cleanse? I mean, I didn't even believe it. You really coached me and Brent on, okay, you don't want to take a group of not well people and ask them to go off sugar and gluten and dairy, cold turkey and coffee. You'll have a lot of sick puppies. So you taught us and reminded us that you have to take this really slow. Like, you start a week of drinking water. And you're like, oh, drinking water, please. Where's the powder? I want to get this detox going, you know? But, I mean, I couldn't believe just getting adequate water, the level of detox. So can you, maybe we'll just talk a little bit about that, just hydrating your tissue. What happens? It starts moving some of those toxins out.
Well, the one thing, since everybody's that have listened to anything in the past know that I really focus, I just taught a class down in L.A. to mostly chiropractors, and my focus is mostly on the lymph system, the sewer, for getting rid of waste. And anybody that's backed up, anybody that's got a disease, anybody that's not feeling well, anybody that has aches and pains, we know that they are basically toxic, and you're not going to move sludge through a sewer. So if you just did nothing other than increase your water, you would thin down the viscosity of that lymph fluid, and you would start to push some of that out. You would also make it easier to eliminate through your bowels. You would also, obviously, urinate more. So you're diluting down the waste that's been accumulating in your body. That alone makes it easier on your liver, your kidneys, all the organs. But more importantly, that lymph system, which is your most effective sewer, needs fluid to move that stuff through. You cannot move it through when it's glue.
When it's glue, yep. I think we've all experienced that. And, you know, we talk about the lymph system, and your talk on our course series about the lymph system is one of our favorites and our followers' favorites. And it's amazing. It's amazing the difference of just moving the fluids, moving the toxins. As well, in this cleanse, we're gonna look at our minerals. We really, with water, we can't just drink water. We need to be adding minerals, and we do that with Himalayan salt as our choice, but we get more into that. You must be careful with your electrolytes with the water. Right, Mark?
Oh, you have to.
You're the one that taught me.
And the truth is, there's a lot of people that get into trouble because they don't realize that they're already electrolyte deficient. So if your skin is, let's deal with winter things, kidneys, right? If your skin is dry and you need lotion on your skin, otherwise it'll crack. Your heels are cracked. If you don't use lipstick or lip balm and your lips are cracked, by the time your mouth or your lips are dry, you are seriously dehydrated. Not seriously meaning go to the hospital and get an IV, but your body is saying, well, I can't flush this stuff out. And how many people could go through the winter without any kind of lotion on their body or without lip balm or lipstick because they are so used to covering up the symptoms from the outside that they don't know from the inside. And if you just drink water, I have way too many women that tell me I can't drink water because if I do, I'm just going to pee it right out. I don't feel like I have to go to the bathroom immediately. And that's why I'm constantly saying it's about pH balance. And the big thing that people forget are the minerals would allow you to absorb the water. It's not just flushing, it's absorbing.
Right, and that's with the very specific salts. And again, some of these mineral soups that we're going to offer. You know, week one, we're gonna take it slow. We're going to really focus on hydration. We have the mineral broth we're going to include. We're going to look at some self-care home detox methods that you may have heard of, but guess what? We're going to do them. I love this because I have to do it too. And I mean, it's exciting. It's like we are kind of accountable as a group. And the best part for Brent and me is just to see and hear the difference in people. So we're going to actually, at the end of the call, I think we have some fall cleansers on that maybe want to share a little bit of their story and their experience. So yeah, week one, we're going to take it slow. We're going to add in more fiber, really get things moving, gentle fibers. Week two, we're going to, that's the week we're going to focus on cleaning up the diet. And we have a list of 7 to 10 different foods that we had people avoid in the fall cleanse. But because it's winter, we don't want you to detox too much. So we're really just saying, okay, let's pull back off of sugar. Let's pull back off of gluten and most dairy. It's not really, I just don't agree that it's a season for giving up coffee. I don't know if there's any season that's a good time to give up coffee, but particularly not in the winter. Mark, don't say anything. I don't want to hear what you have to say.
I didn't say a word. You heard me not say anything.
You heard me not say anything.
But what I will say to people is, don't go off everything at once, because then you will go through withdrawal and you'll feel terrible. So if you can give up the things she's already said, if the coffee is one of your best things in the morning, and mostly coffee allows people to have good eliminations. So you know that given I talk about enemas and colonics, what would I have against having a good elimination? I would think that's the best thing you can do. So, yeah, give up the other stuff. Keep the coffee for a while.
Right.
Yeah, and I will say, during the fall, you know, we did a whole weaning process off the coffee too, and made like a little half and half Oregano and decaf, so that's always an option. And I will say this too, Dana's come up with this golden cup recipe, which just, I don't know, it's my new coffee. I just gotta say, we got together last week. We rarely ever get together, only when we come together, create a new program here. And so we were together all last week in her neck of the woods over in Marin, north of San Francisco area. Yeah, in Marin County. And, you know, we were just like, let's drink another golden cup. And so that was our little little pleasure, cup of joy every day.
It is a cup of joy. I think that's an important part, Brent. I think it's, and we have some great interview with Mark David on joy, I mean, and food. And we have this beautiful exercise of taking a pleasure inventory in your life. This is sort of all leading up to letting go of sugar. So there's some really powerful tools in that. And then JJ Virgin does a whole thing on sugar. And after you hear her talk, you're like, I am never touching sugar again. So it's really, really good. And week two, we have Terry Walls. Terry Walls interview. Some of you know Terry Walls, MD. She had progressive MS, and she turned it around. She's recovered with her diet that she created called the Walls Protocol. And she's going to be coming on the live call as well. We got Mark coming on again. The third week, we're going to focus on fats, collagen and minerals some more, and then kind of talk some more about leaky gut and how we can seal up that gut. If some of you are familiar with our core series where we did a whole 2-3 hours on healing the gut, which is really, really great. And you know, we also are bringing in Beverly Montgomery. She's an amazing vibrational healer. It's, you can look at it like Qigong over the phone, you know, and people, we had floods of emails after her first call where people were getting sort of tuned up. You can really feel a lot of love in her work. So it's always good for us to get together like that. And then Brent and I will be doing huddles where we host it, and then you all get to talk to each other. So that's a quick review. I think a lot of you have seen the email and the breakdown, so please refer back to that. So let's jump into some questions, because, wow, that went really quickly. Let me see. Do I have all the questions, Brent?
Yes, I think you should. a lot of questions are, luckily, I mean, a lot of people are asking the same questions, and I think we answered a lot of them already so far, mm-hmm. which is why we kind of directed what we talked about leading into this. I know one question was, go ahead, Dana.
Please finish. Go ahead.
Oh, I know one question that got written in was about, you know, what are the costs of this cleanse? What is it expensive or not? What will I have to buy? And it's really, you eat, right? You know, your meals during the day, and so what you're choosing to eat or not eat, that's what you're spending your money on. We have a whole list of just from our own research over the years of what brands of high quality salt, Himalayan salt, and other superfoods and whatnot.
Yeah, we have our favorites.
Our favorites, and so we're going to share that with you. Some of those, I mean, we tend to like to go to the higher end, high quality, because the quality is so much. Salt is not salt, is not salt, is not salt. And it kind of goes across the board. And so, these foods are like our supplements. They are like our medicine. So high quality is important. So we share with you our whole shopping list there.
Yeah. And the thing, I just want to say, we're going to put out that shopping list. We were working on putting a store together, like an Amazon store, but it's a little bit too much work with all the everything else we have going on. But we're going to give you our favorite brands. And these things, they might seem kind of pricey up front, but they last forever. I'm just looking at a question here. Should a cleanse also include a parasite cleanse protocol? I love how excited, chronically ill patients are to, like, let's get in there and get this stuff clean. You know, it's really great. Some of the recipes are definitely anti-parasitic, but we're not really going to focus on that. I think that is more of a fall. Mark, would you agree with that? Like, focusing on it's a year-round for Lyme patients, yes, but we're going to focus on a deeper level in the fall.
Well, we're also, what we talk about in the other calls, and we're trying to build people. We're trying to build strength back in their bodies. Mm-hmm. And if you go into an aggressive cleanse against parasites or any microorganism, it's going to take a lot of energy. It's not a cost-free basis. So for people that are tired or achy or having headaches or symptoms, if we can strengthen you for a period of time, your body will have the strength to go into an aggressive attack to get rid of these things. But if you do it when you're on the edge and you suddenly go down, it's not a little thing. That's
exactly.
Why we would like to have... Yeah, go ahead.
No, like you said, we just want to have the strength and build up to be able to do those deeper cleanses. I'm actually looking forward to building up this strength this season, getting strong, and I'm looking forward to going into a deeper cleanse in the spring and really bringing in some, that's when we bring in some juices, you know.
I was going to bring up, we posted a quote, I think we sent everybody an email and on Facebook, Mark, what you said, when you work with Dr. Jensen, is just genius, just the you got to build and get strong before you cleanse. And I wish we could figure out a better name for, 21-day cleanse, because, it's, really flipping around what cleansing is. Or this is what cleansing should be, truly. Everybody, generally, think of, I'm doing a cleanse, and you're laid out for a week, and you feel terrible, and you have headaches every day. Like, no, this is strengthening.
Well, let's say something. Yeah, I would agree with you, Brent, and I would say that when you're building, so we're talking about percentages. So let's say you're doing a building diet where it's 70% building and 30% cleansing. You're still doing some cleansing. Very seldom do I have anyone on a 100% building diet. But if it's in the winter, I might be 70-30 on the building versus cleansing. And if it's in the summer, I might be 60-40 or 50-50. Or depending on somebody's strength and stamina in their body, I might even put them at 60 or 70% cleansing. So it's always going on. The question is, do you have the biochemical ATP? Do you have the energy to sustain this at the level that you need to? That's the focus. So it's not like you're giving up on anything. It's more doing what's appropriate for your body with the season and with what your history is.
It's so interesting just to follow sort of your intuition. I know for me in the seasons, I don't typically feel like a lot of salads in the winter. I don't feel like fruit. You know, in the summer, it's just like that's all I want. It's mm-hmm. beautiful, juicy fruits, watermelon. You know, it's kind of designed that way, and that's what we're kind of focusing on here. Are there any considerations for someone who is gluten and corn sensitive? We're going to really, yes, all recipes are gluten-free and, in fact, corn-free. Again, this is we have a food list and recipes, simple things to do. Brent comes in with his great protein dishes for those of you that do eat meat. We call them the no-excuse meals.
No excuse meals. You got 5 minutes. That's all you need.
Yeah. Prep it, put it in, and then have food for the next 2 days. I will address here, yeah, definitely a vegetarian could do this, and a vegan. You just obviously would avoid some of the Brent protein meals. And we are gonna bring in some bone broth, and we're hoping to have, I don't want to give it away, but we have a wonderful woman named Beth Schultz who has her own community, has an amazing story of recovering from MS with real foods, and she's really made this her lifestyle, and she's such an inspiration, such a great teacher, and she's going to help us get organized, you know? This isn't just a minute in time. This is how you can recover by keeping up these habits. So we're going to have Beth and Sarah, her partner, come on a huddles call with us in the last week. I'm so psyched about that. I can hardly wait to hear all her tips. But she's going to also talk to us about making good bone broth. So, Beth, if you're on, I'd love to talk to you. Let's see, what else here? Gosh, I mean, Mark, you know, a lot of people write in about specific bugs.
So they're wanting to know what to do for this bug or that bug?
Yeah, and I mean, they are all different, but in the foundational elements of your body.
I think that's the best thing to tell people is that you can worry about, you know, whether it's chlamydia or whatever bug it is. But remember, when you're strengthening your immune system and bringing your body back, your body has the ability to go out and get these things. Now, people think, well, I've been eating well for a period of time and I still have these bugs. You may and you may not. I don't know whether you do. But when you start looking at the details of what it takes to eat well and be consistent and not eating well one meal out of the day and not eating well for a week and then not eating well again, it's consistent behavior. So that basically when you're eating the foods that work for you, they don't work for the bugs. When you're feeding and nourishing yourself, the bugs can't feed on, I mean, yes, there's always tissue they can feed on, but they go down. But when you're eating sugars, when you're going too long between things, when you're dehydrated, all those things basically keep the bugs around. So, yes, if you want to see someone like me and spend money, you can maybe go after a particular bug, but I'm going to still tell people, eat well for at least a month or two. Do your enemas. Make sure you're hydrating. Keep your blood sugar stable. Do that, and let's see how much is left, because when you start getting vigorous about attacking things, you better have the strength to deal with the debris that's going to shake out from that.
Yeah, I mean, Brent and I both got a lot stronger, a lot cleaner over the fall cleanse, feeling really, really good. And then over the holidays, we started dipping, and then we got into doing this cleanse, funny, preparing for it. But then we went out for tacos, like, 3 nights in a row, and I literally, just eating that meal, exhausted in the middle of it. And they're beautiful, organic and everything, and I know corn is a problem. And it was just, and then staying up one night, we did filming till 4 in the morning, and there you go. And this is what you helped me with, Mark, today. You're like, you wore yourself down. And I didn't tell you I had some bad foods, too. So it's real. I mean, it really is powerful to stay strong, you know. And again, Mark, a lot of these people are taking antibiotics, and that's perfectly fine because this is just food.
So they can do anything that they're currently doing and add the right foods in, and it will not contradict with any of their current therapies. There's nothing you can't combine with this.
Right. Wow, we have so
many. And I'd like to say, too, you know, we're calling it 21-day cleanse, but it almost is like 21 days to warm up, ramp up, and get into this new lifestyle. And there's so many elements. I was most excited about the food because I'm such a foodie. And, you know, I've gotten bored over the same old stuff. I cook all the time, and now food's just boring on top of, like, you have to do it. And so I really appreciate and enjoyed Dana's recipe that she brought in. It's just genius. And I really have liked, you know, I've continued, you know, once a week. I'm still doing Beeler's every week. You know, I never stopped that. And so it's just, you know, there's so many elements of the cleanse that I kept on doing. I felt so good doing them during the cleanse. It's like, oh, why would I stop? And so that's my biggest takeaway from the fall moving into now that I like the most.
More good habits.
Brent, can I add the one thing that happened when I did a little work with you?
Yeah.
I gave Brent just 5 single pills, and the next day he had significant bad guys come out of him.
Toxic.
You want to say something about that?
Yeah, it was like a middle of the night, you know, emergency. I had to, like, you know, but that might be too much details for people, but that specific part. But yeah, I mean, I Dana's been working with Mark forever, I guess, and I met Mark a year and a half ago when we did Lime Less and More, but it's all like been through Skype and our phone calls when we host sessions. So I finally got to meet Mark in person last week, and he worked with me for a couple hours. And, you know, just amazing work you do, Mark, by the way. And he got me on a little protocol to help. I'm very toxic. I got a lot of bugs. But, again, it's all, you know, I'm not going after specific bugs. It's just really supporting the body, supporting the functions of your body to be able to have the energy and resources it needs to detox properly. And then all of a sudden, pH starts balancing, your immunity goes up, and your body starts taking care of itself when it has what it needs. That's my big takeaway, Mark. And that's why I love the work you're doing, what you're offering us here.
Well, you've been good on enemas and everything else, and you still got out stuff you didn't know was there.
Exactly. I mean, I eat well, and doing enemas, and there's still so much potential there that I didn't realize that you helped me tap into.
But I want to emphasize for those people that are thinking, oh, yeah, I just want to kill bugs, Brent had the strength so I could push him a little. If he wouldn't have had the strength, I wouldn't have done it. If he would have been, you know, freezing cold all the time and unable to focus, if things had been different, I would have said, nope, we can't go there. So that's what we're trying to do, is strengthen your bodies, build your bodies, so that when and if you want to take on something, you've got all the internal biochemistry and stamina to be able to not only survive it, but to come out on top and rebuild with new tissue.
Especially when you're on heavy antibiotics. I just want to add, you know, this is especially the time you need the strength. And, you know, antibiotics and a lot of those pharmaceuticals are so dehydrating. And I want to say, too, what was miraculous to watch with Brent, those are 5 food-based supplements that you gave him, and he dropped parasites in the middle of the night. That's amazing.
They're just minerals.
It was just getting the mineral balance right, and, you know, it's not a heavy dose of Alinea. I mean, I love Alinea. It's helped me a lot, but... yeah, sometimes it's just these subtle tweaks that make all the difference. We have baths. I'm remembering everything in the cleanse here. We have some baths, some soothing baths for people to do. We do we had a question about, somebody said the do's and don'ts of baths, which is great. Epsom salts are usually perfect for everyone. Mark, you warn people not to soak too long because you
Most people's mineral levels are not good. And so they get used to feeling better, and then they get the mineral. You lose things in an Epsom salt bath, so you have to be careful. I have people that do really, really hot baths for too long, and then they get really electrolyte deficient, and they don't know why. They feel sort of faded, you know, lightheaded, all the symptoms they have. So,
We balance it with hydration and salt and minerals. We're going to focus on doing some cleansing, oral cleansing with some oil pulling. That's going to be part of our daily routine, some oil pulling. We get into that in your interview too, Mark. A lot of you have heard about oil pulling, but that's an amazing way to clean out your tissue and your mouth and your gums. What is it, Brent?
I do want to say a lot of the stuff we're introducing is cleanse. I mean, you know, oil pulling, we've heard it before, but, you know, we're really trying to, like, you know, build it into the lifestyle, do the step wise. I actually follow Dan around with the camera, you know, in the morning, wake up. I'm like, this is what I do when I wake up. This is morning in the life of Dana. So a quick little piece there. But, you know, how do we layer in all these things that we hear from out there? Maybe you haven't heard a lot, but how do we layer in all these different pieces so that it becomes easy? And then, you know, kind of separating also what's really working and what's not.
Yeah, and again, I think it's really great. I mean, I'm probably like a lot of people where you just get all this information and you end up overwhelmed and you're sitting there spinning and doing nothing. So it's better, this is sort of how we design this, it's better to focus on the building elements. Let's work on our oral hygiene right now. Let's work on that. Maybe in the spring we're going to look into our eyes. Let's look at how we can really optimize our eyes and clear them. We'll start drinking carrot juice. You know, it's springtime. Let's get into some neti pots. But actually doing these things and getting into those habits step by step. I really love this idea of just kind of going through the whole body throughout the seasons and taking different times to clean out. We have lots of different questions. Was that you, Mark?
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. People asking about saunas. We have the same recommendation. Mark, you always warn me about saunas. You have to be super hydrated and
keep your minerals
strong.
Balanced. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Castor oil packs. Do you have anything to say about that, Mark?
I think they're very effective, and, you know, again, it's going to move or mobilize something that might have been stuck. So if you're not having good bowel movements, you're not urinating 8 to 10 to 12 times a day, you've got you have lymph stasis showing up in some way, mobilizing more will just push more to a sewer that's clogged. So I think it's a wonderful tool. I recommend it all the time. It's inexpensive, and it can mobilize a whole lot of areas where you have problems and reduce pain.
Love to hear that. You know, and we do, I want to remind everyone, we go in depth about enemas and how easy they can be and how effective they are. There's a great video. Mark has a great video on that. So why don't we open up the lines? We don't want to take too much time.
Is Beth on the line?
Let's see. Mark, Brent, I keep mixing your names right now. Brent can see all the names. You got Beth in there?
Yeah, let me get Beth here. Beth, we're putting you on the spot. You on the line, Beth?
Are we just going to... Hi, Beth.
Beth, are you
Hi,
there?
Dana. I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Dana. Hi, Brent.
Hello, Beth.
Hey. So Beth's going to be with us on week 3, you know, with our huddles and helping us with the lifestyle and really helping integrate this on another level. She posted a picture on Facebook. She's always like bottle jar of the broth, like, I'm ready to go. It's like, wow, how'd you do that?
Beth is what you would call hardcore, and that's why we love her. She's an inspiration, and I'm so excited to have you. Beth, do you want to say anything about the fall cleanse? I mean, you have such a great diet and lifestyle already. Did you get anything out of the fall cleanse?
Well, I got so much out of the fall cleanse. I thought that my diet was perfect, but doing the Beeler's broth every day and adding bone broth to that has now become a routine. I don't always do Beeler's, but every day I have bone broth with maybe a squash type of soup or a Beeler's. I also gave up butter during it. It was the only dairy that I was still eating. I had some cystic acne since I started eating good and detoxing for a year and a half, and I blamed that patch on just detoxing. I always read dairy can cause that type of acne. So I gave up the butter, and within days, the acne was gone. I tried butter last week, and the acne was back.
Wow. So
I feel great, and, yeah, I've upped my bone broth, and I can't wait to do it again.
So good. Yeah, we're really, really excited to have you. I hope you'll be on all the calls and the huddles and cheer everybody on.
Oh, I'll be there. I love this.
You've been to the finish line. You know it's worth it. And again, you know, there's some beautiful, delicious, nourishing foods and things, but it's not to say that we aren't going to have some dips. This is very powerful. Just introducing some of these things can shift your body, and it's not like taking heavy antibiotics, but it can cause some detox. So we just bring you right back into balance.
Well, can you say something really quick? You had said something, and I actually had to write it down on the call about, you know, people don't really think about what they eat can really have an effect. But, you know, what do they think when they think medicine is going to have an effect? That you take and you swallow, and it's going to have an effect. Everything you put in your mouth is going to affect your health. It's just that simple. It will either be good for you or bad for you. And you have to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth is echoing something that I say to people all the time, whether it's in teaching doctors, I'm always saying everything affects everything, because people want it to be just the supplement, just the medication, or just the fast, or just the cleanse. You can't discount anything you do. And then you just want to think, I always say, put it on a teeter-totter. You're either putting things on the good side or the bad side. As you take things off the bad side, the sugar, the dairy, the whatever, the bad behaviors, the not sleeping, and put things on the good side, you start to feel better. It's just an equation that you have to balance out. And it's boring. It really is. You can't get a miracle. I think everybody's sitting wanting the miracle supplement, the miracle treatment, the miracle practitioner. And that's why it's boring, because if there was one, believe me, we would have all found it and told everyone.
And we would have told everyone, that's right. I want to say, too, that by giving the good foods, we're going to help you if you are somebody, because we did have a few people write in saying, how in the world am I going to get off sugar? You know, and Mark, you talk a lot about that in your talks. How you have to give the nutrients that you need so you don't look for sugar for energy. And that's part of what we're doing in this first week. And we're going to offer some good sugar replacements. Might not taste exactly the same, but you might find that you like it better after 3 weeks.
The recipes, it's just it all comes together.
Well, and you know, it's so interesting when you get off some of the junky foods. They don't have that much flavor, you know, when your palate changes. I know you talk about that, Mark, in your interview, that the do's and don'ts of cleansing with lime. That's our first interview in the winter cleanse. Just how your palate changes, just how we get addicted to different foods. It's fascinating. So let's get addicted to some of the good stuff. I want to wrap it up here just because, you know, we took an hour of everybody's time, and I know, was there anybody else from the fall cleanse that wanted to share with the group? Brent, do you?
Yeah, press 2 on your phone. You're a fall cleanser and want to jump on the line and share with us here.
Let's see, it's 7:02. Brent, what do you have the breakdown there? How do people get in?
Get in. We will be shooting you emails, another email tomorrow. And you should have gotten several emails from us already. And the link is on there to go in. And it's limelesslivemore.com/winter. And that will bring you to the page that basically describes everything that's going on in the clinch. Breaks through our prep week, what's going on that week, our preparation piece, week one, week two, week three, everything that Dana's gotten into already. But more detail, we have two calls per week, and at the bottom of that page, there's an order form, and it's $84 is our sale price right now, and that will get you started.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the way this looks is you log in. So you just go to your computer, you log in, and you have your own basically website of all the stuff. All the videos are there, all the teaching videos, all the cooking videos, all the prep lists, all the food lists, the menus, menu ideas, all that's in one place. So don't worry. You don't have to keep track of anything. It's like it's all in one place. You just need to log in, and we're always updating it. For example, if we have a call and you miss it, it'll be posted right there on the site the next day. So you never lose track on this cleanse. That's what I love. If you have to go away on a trip and you feel like you're behind, it's okay. You can just pick up right where you were, and all that stuff will be there for you. So thank you so much, everyone. I don't know, is there anybody else on the line, Brent? Got some... Thank you, Beth, for sharing that with us. And thank you, everyone, for showing up tonight. We really hope to have you. It's going to be a lot of fun with some great results. So thank you, Mark. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Brentis. See you soon.
Thank you, Dana and Brent. And, Beth, it's good to hear your voice.
All right. Good night, everyone.
See you guys soon.